This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Idaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a player by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Idaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the court. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, what a ball game we've got for you tonight. Back here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. It is nearly full, great crowd piling in for this Division III regional semifinal clash between the Anna Rockets, 24-2, the Dayton Stivers Tigers, 20-4. Anna's been ranked among the top 6 or 7 teams in the state of Ohio all year. Dayton Stivers among the top 10 or 12 in the state all year. Something's got to give here tonight. Two high-powered clubs go at it. Anna averaging over 75 points a game. Dayton Stivers averaging nearly 70 per contest. The winner takes on Cincinnati Purcell Marion in a regional championship on Saturday night at 7 right here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Griffin Dosick leads the way for the Anna Rockets. First team all Southwest District. He scored 21 points for Anna in the district championship win over Clark Montessori. Mark Bixler, third team all Southwest District. He fired home 23 for Anna, despite being sick most of the week with a stomach ailment. Dayton Stivers Tigers are led by Trayvon Ellis, 6'3" junior, 13 points a game, first team all Southwest District. And we think Mark Bixler and Riley Huleskamp are fast. Allen Lattimore, 6-foot sophomore for Dayton Stivers, third team all Southwest District. He is a blur out on the basketball court. Clark Montessori and Anna in the game at the district at UD. Chuck, it was fast. It was pell-mell up and down the floor. It might be all of that times two here tonight for this game between Anna and Stivers.
Well, Anna can play at that pace. I mean, I think they're better when they don't have to set up their half-court offense,
right?
So I think in a game like that where if they can get out running, don't turn the ball over and don't give them a lot of layups at the other end. I think that's the type of game they want to play.
The Rockets did commit 12 turnovers in the first two quarters against Clark Montessori. Got that straightened out in the second half. Limited the mistakes, I think, to less than 5. Out-rebounded Clark Montessori big time. Griffin Dosick was a beast as usual. Anna didn't shoot fouls well in the second half of that game. 85% though in the fourth quarter. Bixler was 9 of 12 at the stripe. Dosick 7 for 8 at the free throw line. Anna got to the 1-on-1. I think it was 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, I was listening. That's about what time it was.
Yeah, moderately early in the second half to be shooting the 1-on-1. Rockets got there, and that's where they put the game away. Did miss 10 three-point tries, only made 2. Riley Huleskamp made 1. Isaac Leininger made the big one with under 4 to go. Anna was nursing a 3-point lead against Clark Montessori. That game was going 3-1, 3-1, 3.
Montessori, empty possession. Isaac Leininger, open three ball up to six,
yep.
And it was see you later.
Well, and in a game that's that close in that seesaw, a six-point lead is a big lead in a game like that.
And the Rockets will no doubt have to utilize their bench in this game, and that's where young men like Cameron Stewart and the other inside player, Justin Murray, who will spell Dosik some and who will spell Elliott some, will come into play. Stivers goes 9 or 10 deep. I was looking at the accumulated minutes from the Stivers' mild upset over Deer Park at the UD District, and 1, 2, 3, 4 players off the bench for Stivers total 14, 10, 8, and 15 minutes
right
from the Stivers 6, 7, 8, 9 guys.
Yep.
So that means Anna's bench will be tested severely.
Right. Well, you got 9 guys, and the ninth guy played 8.5 minutes. Yeah.
Right.
You've got a lot of things going on. I was taking a look at this over your shoulder. They shot almost 58% from the floor, 50% from three, 43% from the free throw line.
Yeah, talking with the coaching staff at Dayton Stivers, we've been up and down all year. We might make 7 threes in a row. We might miss 17 threes in a row. He said, we'll shoot 80% at the stripe one night, the next night 40.
Yeah, well, those are kids.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Anna, meanwhile, more consistent, I think, shooting free throws and shooting threes. Nate Barhorst has done such a great job with this club all year long. It's a team that we were hearing a lot about, Chuck, before the season even started, because the Rockets players, with no supervision, were getting raving reviews because of their summertime.
The summer league, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, they're going to miss Dosik. Let's just be honest about that.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got a lot coming back again next year.
Yeah, Elliott and Dosik, the only two seniors in game one tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Stammen led Versailles. He's back next year. Easton was remarkable all year long. He happened to foul out in the second half for Versailles in our preliminary game tonight, the first of the doubleheader, the other regional semifinal, won by Purcell Marion, which pulled away from a 23-22 halftime lead to win 52-37. But Michael Stammen, second team All-Southwest District, was outstanding. He's back. Everybody else is back except Easton. Versailles will be very good next year. Anna will be very good next year, losing only two, as we noted, off the entire roster. But right now, these Rockets are not thinking about next year. They're thinking about tonight, and they're thinking about a regional championship on Saturday. Chuck, I want to ask you one question. Anna had to sit in the stands. They watched at least half of game one and saw Purcell play Versailles. How difficult is it to get ready? How difficult is it for Versailles to get ready, knowing they've got to play another game, but yet they're in the stands watching the team win that they're going to play on Saturday if they do get to the regional championship? By winning the game that takes place later after they watch the first game, you know my drift.
I know what you're asking me, and yes, I mean, I don't think they sat up there and were thinking those are world beaters. I don't think they're unbeatable. Versailles tried to win with one kid. I mean, and boy, that kid should be allowed. Stammen should be allowed to stay home from school tomorrow, and he should still get A's in all these classes because he did everything, and they beat him to death. And he hung in there, rolled an ankle, and stayed in there. That's not going to be the problem for Anna. If they can get through this game tonight, they got 3 and 4 young guys that can put the ball in the basket. It's not going to be a one-man show against them.
I was thinking about the same thing when the Fort Laramie girls were in the stands, regional semifinal night. They're in the stands. They've got to play game two of the night against Legacy Christian, but they're watching Minster defeat Tri-Village in game one,
right,
knowing that, we've got another game to play before we get to Minster, which is the team we're seeing beat Tri-Village. That psychologically, to me, that would be a little difficult.
I think what's hard is the game you're getting ready to play, because you know that everybody in this area has already penciled in you and Minster in a regional final. but you still got to go play a pretty good team to get there. So I think that game was harder. I think the finals, I wasn't there, but I listened. And the Minster girls just really just had their number that night. Sometimes that happens.
Right. Offensive rebounds in this game tonight will be monumental. It's important for Anna somehow, some way, to limit Stivers most of the time to just one field goal try. Stivers will play volleyball off the backboard. They'll pitch it up there. They'll pitch it up there. They get rebound after rebound. And Griffin Dosek must board. He's got to stay out of foul trouble.
That's a key, foul trouble. And he needs help. He can't be the only rebounder. He's going to have to have you're going to have the guards. Everybody's going to have to put a body on somebody and make sure that you're not boxing out their big kid, and then they're going in there, and somebody from the outside is going in there and making a basket.
That's why I'm thinking the Anna Rockets may have to go a little more than seven deep. I'm not talking about extensive minutes for six, seven, eight, nine, but maybe go nine deep as opposed to just seven deep, as the Rockets did in the district championship.
Right, and they did. They went deeper than that during the season, but that's easier for a coach. You only want to put the people out there you have confidence in. Not saying that Coach Bowers doesn't have confidence in these other kids, but this is a real tough situation for them.
Jack Wichuk, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Kettering, Fairmont, Trent Arena. Thanks to our tremendous underwriting sponsors, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. As well, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight expanding divisions, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. That's helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Starting lineups for the Anna Rockets. Isaac Leininger, 6 points a game at guard, 5'11 a junior. Riley Yoskamp out front, 13.5 points a game, 5'10 junior. Bart Bixler, 16 a game, 5'11 a junior, also on the perimeter. Along the front line, Carter Elliott, 6'4 senior, 7 points a game. Griffin Dosek, 6 feet 5 inches tall, 15 points per game. For the Dayton Stivers Tigers, the starting lineup is as follows. Trayvon Ellis, 6'3", junior at a wing, 15 points a game. Juwan Allen, 5'10", junior guard, also at 15 a game. Allen Lattimore, 13 a game. He's got blazing speed, 6'1", sophomore, plays out front. Nazir Rolock, N-A-Z-I-R-R-O-L-A-C-K, Rolock, 6'4", senior, leading rebounder of the club, 7 boards a game. And Antonio Aubrey, point man, 5'11", sophomore. Here we go, Rolock, Dosek, jumping center, tip. It is off to Ellis, to Stivers, down the floor to a teammate, in right away to Juwan Allen, gets a layup in 4 seconds, and Stivers leads 2-0.
That's quick. That was very poorly played by Anna on the tip. They should have known where it was going.
And beautifully executed by Stivers. Here comes Anna into the forecourt. It is Elliott on the arc. Handoff on the play to Hillscamp. Left side, Bixler. Wants the lob to Dosek. Intercepted by Stivers. Here comes Stivers the other way. Lattimore to Allen. Dipsy-Doo maneuver. Good. 4-0 Stivers. Scoring off the opening tip, and then off an Anna turnover, and lo and behold, the Rockets come up the floor at breakneck speed and throw it out of bounds into the Stivers bench. Bad beginning for Anna, down 4-0. Thankfully, only 45 seconds into the game. Here comes Stivers to midcourt. Outside the arc, high right. It is Lattimore. Lattimore jumps, shoots, and hits inside the arc. 18-footer. Lattimore, Kansas. Stivers is scorching here in the early seconds of this game and has dug itself a 6-0 hole in the first 50 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, not the kind of start the Anna Rockets wanted. I heard the coaches from Stivers talking about an hour before the game. They were telling the players, hey, we've got to start fast against Anna. This is a really good team from a highly competitive league. And the Stivers players have answered the bell. 6-0. Here is Elliott inside the arc, right wing for Anna. Jumps and shoots from 15. It's on the rim and off. Rebound Stivers leaking out at the other end. It is Trayvon Ellis, shot partially blocked on the play by Elliott. He saved two. What a play.
Good hustle by Elliott.
Or it would have been 8-0. Here's Griffin Dosick out of control for Anna in the lane. Ball stolen by Stivers. Stivers got a piece of it. Here comes Lattimore. Nobody guards him. Lattimore to the rim. Blew the layup. A couple of misses in close to Stivers. Anna still breathing heavily. Deep left corner, Elliott open, long three, short. Weak side rebound, Bixler. Shot fake in the lane, up, no good, but a foul, and he'll get two. 2 minutes gone, Anna down 6-0. Fortunately, though, Stivers' last two trips, empty.
Yeah, I don't know how they were empty. Those were easier shots than the ones they made.
Two free throws for Bixler for Anna. 75% free throw shooter on the year, up and in. Coming off a 9-for-12 game at the line in the UD District Tournament last Friday in the win over Clark Montessori. Bixler's got them both. 6-2, Anna down. Under 6 to play here in the first quarter. Forecourt to our right for the Stivers Tigers. It's Lattimore handoff to Ellis. Ellis gets a screen from Allen. Ellis reverses. Spins, top of the circle, foul line. Good D from Bixler. Bixler switches off onto a teammate of Stivers, Ellis, who then gives it up on the play to Aubrey. Aubrey straight away, Lattimore. Hand off to Ellis, back to Lattimore. Fall away 15-footer, left flank, way strong. Weak side rebound, Stivers. They play volleyball off the glass. Elliott's got the rebound. Here comes Anna, down 6-2. Not a bucket yet from the floor for the Rockets. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Uhlskamp. Here's Bixler, 25 feet away. Goes baseline on Ellis. Hits a cutter. Dosick down the lane. Off his fingertips. Leak out. Stivers driving layup. Good. Lattimore got the lay-in after a misplay by Anna.
Went right through Elliott's hands. That should have been a basket.
Here is Bixler driving underneath. Deep left corner. Elliott. Long, high-arching three. Got it. 8-5. Stivers in the lead. First field goal for Anna. 4:50 left to go here in the first quarter of play. 30 feet out in the right for Stivers. It is Jawan Allen. Jawan Allen, 5'10", a junior, dribbles between the legs. Dosick is guarding him way out on the court. Left side pass. Lattimore gets a screen straight away from Aubrey. Here's a drive by Lattimore all the way to the rim. Right edge of the backboard. Elliott on defense from behind. Foul against him. Two free throws coming. One foul each team. 4:26 to go in the first quarter. 8-5 Stivers. Allen Lattimore, 6'1 sophomore, dips the knees and bags the free throw. 9-5 Stivers. Second shot, Lattimore, who was slapped on the back of the arm by Carter Elliott of Anna. Free throws in. And Felix Turner, coach of the year, Southwest District. Boys D3, head man at Stivers. He said, if we shoot free throws well early, we usually shoot them well the whole game. Long, high-arching three ball by Dosik of Hanna, way off the mark. It caromed to Leininger, though, in the corner. Backhand high to Bixler. 10-5, Stivers. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Bixler dribbling through traffic, goes to Yulskamp. Left corner, Elliott fires again. Oh, it rimmed. Tough break. Rebound down to Stivers. Stivers in backcourt, nearly turned it over. Lattimore up ahead to a teammate, Allen. He bolts into the lane. Awkward spin around shot. Wow. It's good. Boy, that was athletic.
Well, it was also lucky.
12-5. Anna down 7. Here comes Yulskamp. Top of the circle, straddling the arc. A long two pointer. Yes. Yulskamp for Anna. Scoreboard, I think, shows 3. His foot was clearly on the line. I was looking right at it. I don't think a referee stuck arms in the air. Ah, there it is. Scoreboard now registers 7.
And I will erase the 3 because I didn't see it either.
Here's Trayvon Ellis. Trayvon Ellis, 30 feet away for Stivers, slowing the pace down. He's all the way to midcourt, a half a stride from it. He still dribbles. Excellent one-on-one player is Ellis. Outside the arc on the left, it is Lattimore. And Lattimore picked up by Leininger. Lattimore veers to the right corner. They clear out for him. Straight away goes to Allen. Elbow jumper, 16-footer, bingo! Boy, he's got an odd twist to his shot.
It's an ugly shot, but he's got 8 points.
His body turns almost sideways toward the rim. Here's a deep corner three by Leininger, banged off the flange. Rebound in, it throws cross court to Elliott. Broken up out of bounds off Aubrey. Stivers scorching the Nets, leading 14-7. 2:35 left in the first quarter. I think Stivers only come up empty on 2 possessions in this game. Yulskamp inbounding. He wanted to throw it to Dosik in the lane. He's not there. Easily picked off by Ellis. He goes 75 feet toward the basket underneath the rim. He's walloped on the arm, and he'll get 2. So far in this game, it has been almost all Dayton Stivers turning Anna over and running the floor at will. Couple shots for Ellis. 2.5 to go first quarter. First one on the way. Bang off the iron. No good. 14-7 Stivers. Boy, if Anna can somehow withstand this early charge, this opening surge from Stivers, and keep it at 7 or 8 into the second quarter, it'll be a small victory for Anna. Stivers has come out of the gate very sharp and fast, needless to say. Second free throw, Ellis lipped the rim. Rebound jerked down by Elliott of Anna. Out ahead to Yulskamp. High right to Bixler. Well, they're checking Bixler at the waist, actually putting their hands on Bixler's jersey, who takes his defender below the foul line, into the lane, a leaning jumper, hit the back brace, but he was tacked on the arm. Good play by Bixler to initiate the action.
Well, that's what he does. He gets to the rim really well.
I'm not sure anybody can guard his drive without fouling him. He's already made now 3 successive foul shots. 14-8 Stivers, 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Second shot here for Mark Bixler of the Anna Rockets. Mark was ill most of last week, did not deter him as he powered in 23 points in the district championship win over Clark Montessori. Both free throws by Bixler, dead center. 14-9 Stivers, 2:07 to go first quarter. 30 feet away, the Juwan Allen. Hand off to substitute Doug Spear, who's in.
And it's on zone now.
Yep. 5'9 junior guard to Spear. Is it a 2-3, Chuck?
3-2.
Interesting looking 3-2 flat iron zone for the Anna Rockets. Here's Spear dodging a bullet. Goes into the lane. Anna got a piece of it. Got a piece of it again and stole it. In backcourt, it's Dosik. 94 feet from the basket below the other rim. He dribbles up the floor hard. Goes baseline left. Dosik in the lane. Turnaround 7-footer. Bounced off the rim twice. It is out of bounds off Stivers. Cameron Stewart in there for Anna now off the bench. Was mixing it up and helped force Stivers to juggle it off the end of the floor. 91 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball inbounded by Anna. Baseline left. Elliott's open. Little short jumper. Missed an easy one.
Rebound Stivers. Here they come like a locomotive down the floor. Hard drive is good. Jordan Williams, 6'3 senior, in off the bench. He was on the floor 10 seconds and scored. Elliott, three-pointer and a left corner bullseye. Elliott's got two long trifectas. 16-12, Stivers by four. Seems like it should be more.
Yeah.
Anna hanging around, a minute to go, first period. Zone defense, Anna. Let's see if it torments Stivers a little bit. Stivers trying to figure it out. Here's Spear, top of the circle. Elbow in the left, doesn't shoot. Goes to Allen. Allen is straddling the three-point line. Missed an 18-and-a-half footer. Rebound down to Bixler. Bixler coast to coast. He's got it. Bart Bixler.
Woo. Went to his left hand in all kinds of traffic that time.
Bixler, right, left, up and in, shoveled it home. Anna within two. Sea of green here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on their feet in unison. Anna crowd has quadrupled the Stivers section. 16, 15, 14 seconds left. Rockets down a bucket. Dribbling on the arc is Spear. Stivers will play for one, eight, seven, six. Spear crosses over. Running one-hander in the lane. Missed it. Rebound left corner. Deflected. Out of bounds to Stivers. 1.4 to go. On the floor for Stivers right now is big Lorenzo Lewis, 6'6 senior sub. Let's see if they lob to him in the lane against Dosik. 10 feet left of the basket. Ball thrown deep left corner. Long three ball, Stivers. They got it off in time. It's short. Missed by Allen. Good comeback by the Rockets. Down two, 16-14 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We've got one heck of a game in progress here tonight. Division III Regional Semifinal. Anna trailing by two to Dayton Stivers, 16-14. Anna got off to a poor start, down what, 6-0?
6-0 at one point, yep.
6-6 zip at the beginning. Rockets have fought back within two. They've got the ball to start the second quarter. 16-14. Stivers in the lead. Here's Juleskamp. Deep left corner, Bixler. Carter Elliott has sunk a couple of threes already for the Anna Rockets. We've got a drive underway here by Bixler. Baseline left. He's crowded below the backboard. It's blocked out of bounds by big Lorenzo Lewis of Stivers.
He's a big kid.
He looks bigger than 6'5", which is how he's listed on the scorecard. Here's Juleskamp, right wing Cameron Stewart for Anna. Cameron looks for help. Goes down baseline left to Dosik. On the arc, Juleskamp, high arching three ball, hit the back rim. Long board to Stivers, here they come. Stivers forecourt to her right. Shake and bake move down the lane, it's Doug Spear. Spear broke contain and laid it through. He slid Juleskamp and Bixler, took it to the rack. 4-point lead, Stivers. On the arc straightaway, Dosik shot fake into the paint area. Around Lewis, who chopped him up on the arm. A couple free throws for Dosik. Griffin had the wide open three, disdained it, took it to the cup. As a result, he's at the strike. First free throw, Dosik in the air, swish. Anna Rockets need a lights out night at the strike.
Yeah, they've started 5 for 5, so that's a good start.
Make it 6 for 6. Dosik hits 2. 18-16. Here's Stivers in backcourt. They cough up the basketball. No pressure from Anna. Stivers got careless. Mistake. Ivan Spears, the brother of Doug, coughed up the ball.
7:06
left to go here in the second quarter. 2-point lead for the Stivers Tigers. Anna gets a break, another possession here immediately after the two made foul shots by Griffin Dosick. Inbounding Bixler to Yulskamp. There's a screen straight away by Murray, who's checked in for the Rockets. On the arc to Stewart. Yulskamp deep left corner. Straight away Dosick. Floater. 21-footer. No. Rebound taken down by Rolock. Down inside on the board for Stivers. Up the floor to Doug Spear. Gives it up on the arc to Lattimore. Yulskamp guards him. If it's still a zone. 3-2, 2-3.
Now they're playing a 2-3.
Uh-huh.
They went a little bigger inside.
6.5 left here in the second quarter. 18-16, Stivers by two. Tigers have decided to face this zone by slowing it down a little bit now. They play pitch and catch, revolve the ball around the arc, and then out of nowhere, a 28-foot three-point shot is tried by the left-hander Doug Spear. He missed it way short. Easy rebound, Cameron Stewart. His pass into Dosick, broken up and stolen. Here comes Spear, blazing a trail down the lane. He's not stopped all the way to the rim. Foul, Anna. Boy, you turn it over in your half court, and you're looking at a 3-on-2 immediately.
Well, so far they've had three turnovers by having passes deflected. You need to learn that they got long arms and quick reflexes.
Doug Spear makes the free throw for Stivers. 19-16. Anna down three, 2 minutes gone, second quarter.
That was two straight possessions that Anna took a three that would have given them the lead.
Yep. Justin Murray seeing action off the bench now for the Rockets. Both foul shots in for Stivers Spear. 20-16. Rockets down. Here's Yulskamp up the floor on the arc to Bixler. Fakes left, goes right, baseline, crowded near the rim. He gets two shots. Bart Bixler off the dribble. Every bit as speedy as Lattimore and Spear for Stivers. And Bixler goes to the line for the fifth and sixth times already tonight.
And that's two fouls on Lattimore.
And he is a cog in this track meet style of play for Aiden Stivers. Bixler's free throw rattles some more. And snakes its way out. 2016, Anna down four. Second shot, Bixler. Oh, it's short. Missed it. Rebound, Stivers. Here comes Trayvon Ellis up the floor after a couple of misses by Bixler. Ellis into the lane, nearly walked. Thought he did. No call. Oh, here's a travel. Tell you what, the coaching staff of the Anna Rockets might have gotten that second one called after the first one was missed. 5:44 to go, second quarter. Full court press, Stivers. Anna down four, 2016. Yulskamp in backcourt, dribbles up the right side. Guarded very tightly by Spear. Now here's Trayvon Ellis on Bixler. Bart's got his hands full with him. Straight away, Dosick. High left, it goes to Leininger. On top, it's Murray. Deep right corner, Yulskamp. They look for Dosa, can't find him. They look for Murray in the middle, can't find him. Wow. Drive by Yulskamp, a beauty. Yulskamp kissed it in off the window. Riley Yulskamp doing what he does best. He penetrated and tossed one in off the backboard. 2018, Stivers up two. In the paint area, it is Aubrey. Finds an open teammate down low on the left. Blocked by Dosick. Out of bounds in the corner. Off Anna. Dosick saved. A sure two. 4:58 left in the second quarter. Anna down by 2 points. Stivers inbounds. Aubrey 30 feet away. Now to Ellis. Ellis first team all Southwest District for Stivers. Guarded by Bixler. Handoff on the play to Williams. On the arc, it's Spear. Spear on the bounce. Stivers retreats against the zone. The zone allows Anna to rest a little bit because the Rockets at the offensive end will get it and go. Baseline left, Stivers. Ellis goes all the way below the backboard. Can't shoot. Feeds a foul line player for Stivers. Open, 16-footer. It is no good by Spear. Off the iron. Rebound down to Anna. Here's Dosick, carves out space in the lane, running to the rim, He banked it in, and he's fouled. What a play by Dosic of the Rockets.
Maybe the best thing that happened to Anna was that Allen made those first three terrible throws, because now he thinks he's a shooter, and he's missed his last four.
And Griffin Dosic made a nifty shot fake 15 feet away from the basket. He wedged his way into the lane and hit the square above the backboard. It swished in off the window. He was tagged on the arm as he shot it. He converted the free throw, and Anna has overtaken Stivers 21-20. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 30 feet out, high left with the basketball. It's Jawan Allen to Davon Ellis. Deep in the left corner. The southpaw lets it go for Stivers. Long, deep three by Doug Spear. Way over, shoots it. Weak side rebound down to Leininger for Anna. Up ahead to Yulskamp. 25-footer Riley. It banged off the iron. Out of bounds in the corner. No save by Leininger. They're right to a Stivers player. Here come the Tigers. Steal by Yulskamp. He might have fouled. Got away with it. Riley to the rim. No good. Rebound Stivers. Batted away by Leininger. Leininger below the backboard. Foul, Stivers. Stivers players are angry.
I think there were at least four fouls that weren't called until they got the right last one. Both ways, both teams fouling the heck out of each other.
You're so right, Chuck. There were at least two fouls each way. Anna got a break. The fifth one, the fifth one was called. Two free throws, Leininger. It is in and out. No good. 3:29 to go here in the second quarter. 21-20, Anna up one. And head coach Felix Turner is griping with the referee's far side. He's got a good reason to right now. And we've got a timeout called by Stivers as the second free throw by Leininger is on target. Under 3.5 left till halftime. Anna's ahead by two now, 22-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Oh, what a game we've got here tonight. Boys, Division III, regional semifinal. The winner gets number 5 ranked Purcell Marion on Saturday night at 7 for a right to go to Columbus. Dayton Stivers now behind by 2 to Anna. 3:20 left to go here in the second quarter. 22-20 Rockets. It has been a rough and tumble, very physical game. Here is Ellis deep in the left corner for Stivers. Bixler's done a pretty good job on him so far for Anna. Doug Spear with the ball high right. Spear against Yulskamp. Starts a drive, then reverses, comes back out. He motions right wing, gets it to Aubrey. Stivers spreads the floor. Ellis, top of the key. Puts it on the deck. Doesn't drive. Feeds baseline right to Allen. Overshoots a 16-footer. Easy rebound. Bixler, Anna. Bixler forecourt. Fires a pass right side to Yulskamp. High post, it goes to Murray. Murray squares. Good feed to Dosic. Dosic's doubled. Right back into Murray. Low post left. Shot batted away off the backboard by Stivers. Here comes Ellis, midcourt. Ellis spins between Yulskamp and Bixler. Missed the 10-footer. Rebound volleyballed. It's out to midcourt. Here comes Anna. 3-on-2. Bixler has it stripped, but he's fouled. He's in the act of shooting. He's got two. Two foul shots for Bixler. Anna took advantage of a live ball mistake by Stivers down to her right, away with the Rockets. Stivers not shooting it nearly as well the last 6 or 7 minutes as they did the first 3 or 4 of the game. Bixler's got the foul shot up and in. Bixler's been to the stripe, Chuck, already how many times?
This is 7 and 8.
He's 5 of 7, going for 6 of 8. Mark Bixler, yes. 24-20, Anna stretches the lead at the free throw line. You can bet Bixler and Hilskamp and Dosik, all three might come close to going 30, 31, 31 and a half minutes.
If they don't get in foul trouble, I don't see them sitting down at all.
2:20 left to go first half. Stivers has not scored now in about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Here's Ellis, top of the circle for the Tigers. Gives it up foul line left to Allen. Allen's been shot happy in this game. Scored early. He's missed lately. Ellis retreats. Handoff 30 feet out to Allen Lattimore. Ellis baseline left. He's shut off. Goes beneath the rim. Flips it on the arc to a teammate, to Lattimore, who doesn't shoot. Hand off to Allen. Stivers stymied. Ellis in the lane. Wants to drive. Can't. Goes baseline to a teammate. Here's a 15-footer. It skims in off the backboard. Jordan Williams scored. Wow. I think it hit the side of the glass from the corner of the floor along two. Here's Bixler on a drive. He's not stopped. To the cup. Got it for two. Bart Bixler, a dandy layup. Right through the Stivers D. 26-22. Anna before. A minute 20 left in the second quarter. Ellis gives it up foul line. Hand off Juwan Allen. Fadeaway 15-footer. Hit the rim. Hit the rim again. It's jerked off the glass by Carter Elliott of Anna. Up to Hilskamp. Dosik. Shot fake. Into the lane. Oh, a late dish on the play to Elliott. Up and in. What a play by Dosik. He attracted two Stivers players. Then a third. A late dump off to Elliott. He laid it through point blank. 28-22. Anna. Anna trailed 6-0 in the first 2 minutes. Ellis on a drive. He makes a 10-footer, but wipe it off the board, a foul before he released it.
Well, that, unless that was on Hulskamp, if it was, that's his second. No. That's his first. Second, yeah.
Two on Riley. Team's fourth. Here comes Cameron Stewart back on the floor. Cam, a 6'1 junior, has seen action off the bench, as has Justin Murray, 6'4", 220-pound junior. They've provided respites for Rocket starters. 14 fouls on Anna, common foul. Stivers throws it in. Here's Tavon Elias, top of the circle, nearly charged. Fadeaway 17-footer, a beauty. Anna flopped, no call. Elliott swished it. Look at Bixler go to work. Down the lane again. Missed it. Rebound Dosik. Up again. No good. Up another time. Foul. Stivers. Dosik. Workmanlike fashion on the offensive glass after the made Stivers field goal. Anna trying to fast break Stivers the other way.
This is Anna at their best. They're best when they're running the floor.
It is a track meet times two. Dosik hits the free throw. 29-24. Anna in the lead by 5. 24 seconds left here in the second quarter. Got to remind myself to give the score and time as often as possible.
It's too fast.
The action is so frenzied. It's frenetic. Free throw curled out. Rebound Stivers. 20 seconds left. Anna up 5. Tavon Ellis in the lane. Drives. Passes right corner to a teammate. He dropped it. Out of bounds. Off Stivers. Turnover, Jordan Williams. He went up to shoot, and he threw the ball over his head backwards.
It just flew out of his hand.
Well, Anna could play for one. Big-time possession. 29-24. Cameron Stewart is out. Here comes Hilskamp back on the floor. Offense for defense. Leininger inbounds to Dosik. Dosik up the left side. He calmly motions. I'll take it from here. 10, 9. Dosik's triple teamed. Where's the open player? Deep right corner. Long three ball. Elliott off the rim. Rebound baseline. Leininger up and good! Good! Isaac Leininger beat the buzzer. 15-foot fadeaway. Holy cow. Leininger got the weak side rebound. It caromed off the rim from the right corner to the left corner. Leininger went up, latched onto it, came down to the floor. Went back up, delivered it toward the iron. As the buzzer sounded, he rattled it through, and the Rockets honed their biggest lead, 7 here at halftime. Stivers led 6-0 at the start, and now Anna is up by 7. Great flurry by Anna in the second quarter. Wow, did they close out the second period strong, as the zone defense clearly had a negative impact on the Stivers Tigers.
Well, it slowed down their offense. They couldn't get to the rim like they were early. And it was 2-3, 3-2. They're moving it around, playing some matchup in there, playing man-to-man in their zone. Outstanding first half coaching job by Coach Barhorst.
I tell you what, Chuck, the Dayton Stivers, Tavon Ellis, first team all Southwest District, appears to be somewhat immobilized out there. He's not sure what to do. I know he doesn't play that slowly all the time, but the Rockets are spying on him with one, two, sometimes three guys, and he is being forced to give the ball up. He averages 15, but he has been controlled so far in this game.
Well, he had one basket. They only scored 8 points in the second quarter.
Wow. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report when we come back. Anna 31, Dayton Stivers 24 on a buzzer-beating two-point jumper by Isaac Leininger at the end of the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Wow, the close of that second quarter was unbelievably exciting. Frenzied play by Anna over the last 2-3 minutes of the first half as the Rockets piled up the points and proceeded to overtake Stivers in the early 20s and bolted then to a 7-point halftime cushion, 31-24. Isaac Leininger with a good hustle, offensive rebound, weak side on a missed shot, I think, by Elliott from the right side of the floor.
Yep.
Leininger got it on the left side. Long rebound, 15 feet away, inside the arc, on the baseline. He came to the floor after reaching up to spear the board. Landed on the hardwood, sprung right back up in the air, and just as he released the shot, the buzzer sounded, and down through the well it went, boosting the Rockets to a 7-point margin at intermission. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. That's right. Reputation at Barker Insurance is second to no one. For many years, Barker Insurance has been numero uno, number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name several. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, numero uno, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Rockets 31, Stivers Tigers 24. Chuck, take it away as you take a peek at the official stats here at the halftime break.
Well, shooting-wise, Anna was 9 of 26, that's 35%. 2 of 9 shooting threes, 22%. 11 of 15 from the free throw line. There's your lead right there, 73%. They have a 21 to 13 rebounding advantage, 9 to 3 on the offensive boards. That's incredible. Turnovers, each team has 5. Stivers was 10 of 24, 41%, missed all 3 of their 3 attempts. Only went to the free throw line 6 times, made 4 of them. Individual scoring for Stivers, they were led by Allen with 8. They got 6 out of Latimer, 4 from Williams, 4 from Spear, 2 from Ellis. They scored 16 and 8, 24 for the first half. Anna was led by Bart Bixler with 10. They got 8 from Carter Elliott, 6 from Dosick, 4 from Huelskamp, 3 from Isaac Winner. They scored 14 and 17, and they lead 31 to 24 at the half.
This game for Anna, not too dissimilar from the contest with Clark Montessori in the district, in which Anna got to the free throw line often. Rockets got to the stripe frequently late in that game, getting to the line early and often in this game against Stivers, and that is so important. Plus, the Rockets have been the aggressor on the backboard for sure.
Well, I mean, they second chance points, 6-0 in Anna's favor. We felt like it might be a place where Anna was going to struggle,
right,
because Stivers likes to throw the ball at the backboard and 5 guys go to rebound.
Yeah.
It has not been effective for them in the first half.
No, that's an offensive play for Stivers.
Yeah.
Have a driver penetrate the lane and pitch it high off the window somewhere, and then they play just volleyball-like rebound activity, eventually get it to roll down through the net. But Anna has boxed out extremely well.
Yeah, and it's really hard to box out of a zone. And they played zone the last half of the first quarter and the entire second quarter and did a real good job of limiting the possessions.
Yeah. Yeah, Isaac Leininger in these two games, 6 quarters of play. Clark Montessori on Friday, 2 quarters tonight. Isaac's got the 2 biggest buckets. He took the lead from 3-6 with 4 to play against Clark Montessori. 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, and he made the buzzer beater closing out the first half to lift Anna's lead to 7 here tonight. 31-24 Rockets, that's our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, the Dayton Stivers Tigers get the ball first. We open action here in the third quarter. Anna on top of 7, 31-24. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Kettering Fairmont, Trent Arena. Great second quarter by Anna. Stivers in a seven-point hole. We begin play in the third. Top of the circle, Allen. Jump pass right corner, Williams. Back out to Allen, the five who started the game for Anna. In there at the outset of the second half. The five who opened for Stivers are on the court right now. Here's Tavon Ellis, top of the circle. Fakes left, goes right into the lane. It is clawed away. Good steal. Leininger got a mitt on it and pounded it off the floor right to the tummy. It popped up to Dosik, and Anna's got the recovery. Empty possession by Stivers to start. Oh, great look on the outside. Good feed by Yulskamp to Dosik. Blocked, though. Good play by Stivers, which saved 2 points. Here come the Tigers, baseline right. Open player, Williams, 15-footer, deflected Elliott. Super play by him. We've got a loose ball below the basket. What's been called? Out of bounds, Leininger?
He got bumped by Huelskamp inadvertently, and the referee said he fell out of bounds before he threw the ball back to Riley.
Probably a good call. Here is a fine play by Stivers. Jordan Williams found the open player. Allen below the rim. He missed the gimme. Long lead out, Bexler. Bexler catches on the fly, up and in. Stivers throws it 70 feet.
Wow.
Behind the back, goaltending Anna. Lattimore gets credit for the two. We had lickety-split baskets, Chuck, one each way in the span of 6 seconds. It's 33-26, Anna by seven. 6:40 left to go. Here in the third quarter, long three, Leininger, left flank, missed it way short, rebound Stivers, the offensive player fell down, he walked. Anna will inbounds, baseline left, up seven, 33-26, six and a half to go, third quarter. Ball thrown into Bixler, straight away three, 27-footer short, rebound Karam to Huelskamp on the arc, now to Bixler. Bixler to Dosik. Anna sets it up. Here's Huelskamp. No team fouls either way. Boy, Anna wants to rack up a few early on Stivers. Elliott, top of the circle. Not guarded. He's got it. He's got it. Triple. Elliott. Anna up 10. 36-26. Here's Stivers. Straight away. Lattimore. 27-footer. Tried to match it. Way off. Rebound, Anna. Here's Leininger in backcourt. Here comes the pressure. Up the floor to Huelskamp. Out back to Dosik, 25-footer, good, good! Anna's on fire, Stivers needs a timeout. Torrid shooting by the Rockets. Anna ripping the Nets, leading by 13. 39-26, Anna over Stivers, back-to-back threes. 5:52 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locale Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Locale supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale. Locally, Locale is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and Scores Broadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, after the Stivers timeout, the Tigers bring it down the floor. They got a pep talk from head coach Felix Turner, Southwest District Division III Coach of the Year. He was none too happy, far side of the floor. He was barking out instructions at all of his players. Stivers back out on the court now with fire in their eyes. Here's Spear, top of the circle. Ellis, baseline left now. Fall away, 15-footer. Clangs off the rim. Rebound pinballed around. Tracked down by Ellis. Stivers controls. Down 13. Ball thrown to Williams in the lane. Handoff on the play to Allen. Blocked by Dosik. Dosik smacked it off the window. Huelskamp got the ball. He's nearly fouled. Riley on the drive up the floor. To Dosik, 25-footer. In and out, no good. Oh, what a rebound. Leininger, fadeaway shot. He's hacked on the arm.
Man, did Leininger go up and grab that rebound in the lane?
Riley Huelskamp with a terrific offensive rebound. He and Dosik swap positions.
Yeah. And Dosik was deep on that three. It almost went down.
Yeah, Dosik launched the three. Huelskamp rebounded. threw it to Leininger. His 15-foot J was short. That's because he was tagged on the wrist. The free throw, though, no good. Second shot coming. Anna, but 13. 39-26. Under five to play third quarter. Leininger again. Front rim, backboard, and down through. Biggest lead of the night for Anna, 40-26. Stivers began the game 6-0. Here's Ellis, top of the circle, foul line. Handoff on the play to the big man. Layup good. Lorenzo Lewis got the good dish from Tavon Ellis. That is impossible to stop right there. The lead 12, 40-28. Leininger, Dosick near midcourt for Anna. Ball high overhead, picked up by Spear. Top of the circle, Elliott. Fall away, 27-footer is good. Carter Elliott. Wow, NBA length. Elliott was fading back. Another timeout, Stivers. Wow, unbelievable. Rockets, torrid shooting. Nets are on fire. Anna leads by 15. 4:20 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Welcome back here to the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Anna possesses a 15-point spread, 43-28. 43-28 over the Stivers Tigers with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Stivers has been rocked, absolutely rocked here in the third quarter as the Rockets have blistered the Nets. No pun intended, they've been rocked.
12 to 4 here in the quarter so far.
On threes, right, Chuck? Or just three for three on
three? Three for three, and then Bixler had a two.
Here is Spear, high left for Stivers, way out of his range, way off the mark to the left, 25-footer, not even close. Rebound tip, Dosick to Leininger, steal midcourt, Ellis, stolen back, Hulskamp on the interception. Riley down the right side. Here comes the double team, the triple team, almost over and back. Dosick, left corner, Leininger, jumping, shooting, short, rebound, pinballed, way up in the air, volleyballed into the corner. Who's got it? Bixler, drive into the lane. On the arc, it goes to Hulskamp. Bounce pass, left corner to Carter Elliott. The Rockets slow it down to run a play. 3:25 to go in the third. Anna up 15. Lengthy possession. Hulskamp, Elliott, shot fake, down the lane, to the rim, lays it up, no good. Rebound Lewis, foul Elliott over the back.
Good move down the lane, bad move on the foul. He did, for one thing, you're not going to go around Lewis. It's like trying to rebound over the Empire State Building.
He's a brick wall. Woo! He's a man. Looks like he's 6'7 or 8, listed on the scorecard at 6'5.
If he got a haircut, he might be 6'5.
Well, only two fouls total in the entire third quarter. Three to go in the third. One foul each team. Setting up behind the screen and shooting the three is Stivers. Allen, way strong, no good. Good rebound below the basket by Aubrey, and he lays it up and in. First goal in a while for Stivers. Here's Bixler, forecourt right. He jumps and shoots, and he banked in a triple. Bart Bixler.
And he got fouled.
Oh, yeah, he got knocked down. He got flattened. The trajectory change. It banked in. And here's Aubrey, baseline left for Stivers. Overshoots in traffic. Good defense. Weak side rebound Leininger for Anna. Bart Bixler's last three was misguided because he was fouled, and it banked in. Two-on-one break. Hulskamp out in front, up and in. Anna pouring it on. Rockets up 18-20 left to go third quarter. Anna just dissecting Dayton Stivers. Here's a pull-up jump shot by Jawan Allen. Swish, a 16-footer. 48-32, Anna. Fast break, Carter Elliott down the floor. They beat Stivers' press. Elliott in for the dunk. He's clobbered. Two free throws, Elliott. And a Stivers player is down, shaking
up.
I think he
twisted an ankle is what it looks like, yeah. Oh, that he stepped on a foot down there. That hurts.
Anna Rockets, Chuck, running the floor unbelievably fast. I said before the game, when you play Dayton Stivers, it's a track meet times two. When you play the Anna Rockets, it's a track meet times three.
I'll tell you right now, their 440 relay team, that dates me. I know it's 400 meter. But their relay team is better right now than Stivers.
Unbelievable frenetic pace being set by the Anna Rockets in this game. Momentary delay.
Their press is not getting them anything.
No.
All it is getting Anna, whoever wants to shoot the layup at the other end right now.
Exactly. The Stivers press obviously needs cleaned up.
So you need to switch it up. You could drop it back and trap them at half court. You do some different things. But if they're putting three people on the ball, and once they get through that, who wants to shoot it?
Stivers has pushed the panic button. You're right. Three men on the ball, and the Stivers press is simply enabling Anna to score.
Well, and this is Anna's pace.
Yep.
They do not. Stivers doesn't want to speed this game up at this point.
Yep, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Anna's got a 16-point lead, 48-32. And we'd like to thank these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. Francis Schulte, Superior, thanks very much. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And that's a key cog for Dayton Stivers, who cannot put any weight on one foot. He's helped off.
Oh, yeah, that's an ankle. When you can't put weight on it like that, if it was a knee, you could put a little pressure down, but not with an ankle.
That was to Juwan Allen.
Yep.
Who scored a couple buckets right out of the chute at the beginning of this game.
Well, he's got 10.
And he's done for the night.
Yeah.
Carter Elliott, free throw line. Anna, first free throw is good. Second shot is in. And Carter was fouled as he went in for the slam dunk, steamrolling down the floor, leading the last fast break, which beat the Stivers press. Overplay out on top. Leininger steals. Down the floor, Yulskamp driving. Reverse layup, no. Rebound popped up in the air once, twice. Bixler's got it. Hooking foul on Stivers.
They are just out-hustling them all over the floor right now.
It looks like the Anna Rockets have got mattress springs in the bottom of their tennis shoes.
The Serta, the good ones, not the cheap mattress.
The Rockets are jumping through the roof of Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. They are getting every single loose ball imaginable. And every 50-50 rebound, Anna's owning for sure.
Oh, yep.
50-32, Rockets. Minute 40 left, third quarter. Baseline right, Dosik. Spin move. He walked or stepped out of bounds. That's about the only thing Anna's done wrong since early second quarter. The lead, 50-32. A minute 39 to go in the third. Here's Tavon Ellis, nearly carried it. Foul line fadeaway, 15-footer, bullseye. Ellis pops it in for Stivers, 58-34. I should say 50-34, not 58. Here's Leininger, hustling down the left side. Sprints into the corner to Elliott. Cross-court Bixler. Shot fake. Enters the lane. Thought he was tripped. Lost control of the ball. Rebound Stivers. Hooked away by Bixler. Gotten back by Leininger. On the arc to Yulskamp. Thought about releasing a long one. Didn't. Threw it opposite to Elliott. Deep right corner. Triple. Short. Rebound Ellis of Stivers. 55 seconds to go. Third quarter. Ellis against Yulskamp. Ellis spin move in the lane. Seven-footer is in, out, in, out. No good. Rebound Elliott. Long pass Bixler. Driving layup. Got it. Oh, the Anna Rockets Express is motoring down the floor at ease right now. Defensive foul. Anna. Stivers will get two. 30, 4.6 to go in the third quarter. 52-34 as the Rockets soar over Stivers. Couple foul shots here. Doug Spear, the left-hander for Stivers. Free throw up and in. 52-35. But you're so right, Chuck. The pressure by Stivers in backcourt, ineffective.
You got to know. I mean, I know he's coach of the year, but you got to know when the press is beating you more than you're getting out of it, and you got to get the heck out of it and change it up.
If Stivers' press, not effective whatsoever. Second free throw way short. Good rebound by Stivers. Williams has it, lays it up, partially blocked. Loose ball rebound, touched by Stivers, and a ball. 30 seconds to go in the third. Anna up 17.
They're going to say they need a good possession here. They need to make sure they get the last shot of the half to be the worst they are is up 17.
Rockets heading down the home stretch of the third quarter. Cam Stewart cross court to Dosik. He's wide open. Missed it off the back brace. Long rebound. Here comes Stivers zipping down the floor. Driving layup unmolested. Lattimore blew it. Here's Anna the other way. 8 seconds to go. Dosik foul line. Oh, a no-look pass.
Wow.
Layup good. Cameron Stewart from Dosik. 1 second left. 40-footer Stivers. It's good. It's good. And it's going to count. Woo! Tavon Ellis with a running shot from just across midcourt. It was close. I tell you what, Chuck. Instant replay might deny that goal.
Yeah.
The out official did count it. I thought it might have been a half second tardy. It's ruled good. And it's 54-38 instead of 54-35 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to new underwriting sponsors. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Call on Regal. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362. You'll enjoy the baked haddock at night. It's delicious. An array of burgers and wraps at noon. Open at 6 in the morning. The breakfasts are popular at Maury's Landing. And a ball. We start the fourth. Rockets up 16. Hulskamp fadeaway jump shot. Top of the circle. No good. Rebound Ellis to Stivers. He motors down the floor. Jumps into the air, hits a teammate in the lane, it's Williams, ducks under, missed the 8-footer, rebound banged off the top of the glass, Dosik latches on to it for Anna. Rockets can afford to be more patient now. Three team fouls on Stivers. Right side of the floor, Bixler lobs to Dosik straight away, he's not guarded, shot fake, drives into the lane, lost the basketball, Stivers saves, but the Tiger player is draped over the end line.
Yep.
He's out of bounds.
They got a break because if Anna would have picked that up, they were going to shoot a layup.
Baseline left to the rim. Hulskamp triggers for Anna. Hits the cutter. Bixler punched away, but Stivers off the knee of Bixler. Out of bounds to Stivers, which is down 16. Opening minute, fourth quarter of play. Here's Ellis up the court, high right. Gives it to the guard straight away. Long three-point jump shot by Lattimore. Missed off the back brace. The rebound is high and long, and it's caught on the arc out there by Murray of Anna. Murray gives it up to Bixler. Baseline right, Dosik. He's doubled. Goes opposite to Cam Stewart. Near side, Bixler. Bixler fakes right, goes left. Runs into the lane. Bounce pass baseline left to Justin Murray. Ball raked away from him. Out of bounds to Anna. 6:46 to go in the fourth quarter. 54-38 Anna. Ball being lobbed in below the rim by Uhlskamp. Gets it to Stewart in the left corner. He throws it right side of the court to Dosik on the deck. Top of the circle, foul line, down the lane, up and good. They wouldn't stop Dosik. He was going pell-mell. He blistered Stivers' defense with a good drive, and then Stivers, in the hurry-up, threw it into the Dayton Stivers bench. And the lead for Anna is 18. Rockets throw it down the floor. Long pass for Bixler. It is too far. Stivers' possession. 6:27 to go, fourth quarter.
That was a bad turnover right there.
Here is Ellis. Dipsy Doo in the lane. Feeds right corner to Spear. Long left-handed three ball. Got it. 56-41. Anna's 18-point lead is 15. Long pass. Uhlskamp down the floor to Elliott. Elliott twisting and turning in the lane. Lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul. Three team fouls each way. Anna coach Nate Barhorst. It's a good timeout. Anna still up 15. 6:09 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, what a ball game. It's been a tremendous contest here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Trent Arena, easy for me to say. Oh, it's exciting. Division III regional semifinal. Anna has stretched it out to 15. It's been as many as 18. It's 56-41. Anna trailed 6-0 after the first 2 minutes. Anna, for the last 2.5 quarters or so, has thoroughly outplayed Stivers. Spear, another deep three, right corner. After making one, it's short. Rebound Carter Elliott, and somehow Stivers gets a weak tie-up call out of bounds below the basket to the right of the rim. Another possession for Stivers. 5:57 left third quarter, or I should say fourth quarter. Inbounded, baseline right. Here's a jump shot by Williams, way off the mark. Missed it so badly. Long rebound to Williams against Bixler. Late handoff down inside to Aubrey. Blocked shot by Elliott. Rebound Anna. Long throw. Intercepted Lattimore. Lattimore pulls up elbow on the left. Baseline left to Ellis. Wedges into the lane. Layup. Good. And a foul on Anna. 56-43. Five straight points. Stivers. 5:31 to go. Fourth quarter. Ellis at the line, three-point chance.
I know running got him the lead, but now they got to be a little bit more under control.
Free throw by Ellis. Bangs off the rim. Rebound Dosik. He steals it away from the Stivers player who nearly tied him up. Outlet to Uhlskamp. Into the forecourt. Left corner, Elliott. Long three. He's got it. He's got it. Carter Elliott has been a shooting machine tonight for Anna. Back down the floor, open player, triple try, Lattimore, Stivers, in and out, down to Uhlskamp of Anna, loops a pass ahead to Cameron Stewart, cross court to Elliott again, three ball, strong, weak side rebound Stewart, hand off to Uhlskamp, baseline Dosik, up to the rim, below the rack, foul, he was hammered on the top of his head.
I know Bixler's had a terrific game tonight, but I think Carter Elliott's going to get him some Clancy's. He has been amazing.
59-43, Anna with 16, 4:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Rockets have played, what, seven total? Murray and Stewart off the bench.
Murray, that's it. Yep, those two. But they've done a nice job.
Free throw, Dosik. He rattles it home. 59-43. Hannah's lead back to 16. With Bart Bixler, who was ill last week, moving around a little slowly at midcourt. I think he's taking a minute respite. Free throw, Dosik, up and good. 61-43, Anna, 4:51 to go. Midcourt, Williams. Hand off to Ellis, gets a screen. It was a moving screen, no call. Deep left corner, Spear. Spear, circles, swings it left side. High arching floater, three-pointer. It is no good, goes way up in the air. Dosik ties up the rebounder for it. It is lost by Stivers off a shoe, out of bounds to Anna.
Well, I'll tell you, Stivers is having some bad luck right now. I mean, he had the rebound, it hit the floor and hit his shoe and rolled out.
It sure did, right off the tinny. And it's the Rockets' possession. Heelskamp up to Bixler. Forecourt right, 4:20 left. Fourth quarter, Anna up 18. Deep right corner, Elliott. Back out to Bixler, 25 feet away, 20 feet away. To Leininger, 30 feet out. Leininger on the bounce, penetrates the lane, running one-hander. Yes! Leininger on the finish. Anna can do no wrong. Biggest margin, 20, 63, 43. Here's Spear, forecourt left, Stivers. He just launches. Not even close. Rebound, Leininger. Up ahead to Elliott. Bad pass, broken up by Spear. Saved it inbounds, right to Leininger. Anna still controls. Foul, midcourt, Aubrey of Stivers. Team foul, 5 on Stivers.
Yep.
Anna Rocket 63, Stivers Tigers 43. Chuck, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Stivers fans exiting. They are.
I don't think that they expected this in the least.
No. Midcourt, Heelskamp gives it up to Bixler. Head coach Nate Barhorst signals a delay offense. Bixler, Leininger near midcourt. Isaac, top of the circle. Foul line. Looks left corner. Heelskamp dumps it baseline to Elliott. Elliott wants to shoot. Does. Eight-footer blocked. Stivers on the run. Three-pointer straight away. Lattimore, good.
That's a good-looking sophomore right there.
Uh-huh. 17-point game. And a four-court right. 3:02 to go. Bixler sets the attack. He's doubled. Must get rid of it. Goes to Heelskamp. Heelskamp's bumped from the rear. 3 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Anna 63, Stivers 46, 17-point lead for the Big Green.
That is a stunned expression of a bench over there across, straight across from us.
Inbounding Anna below the rim, set out near the Fairmont logo to Bixler. Bixler's got it 40 feet out, puts it on the deck, Bart into the paint, right corner to a teammate, long triple try, Elliott, little heavy. Rebound deflects, and Leininger tracks it down to Bixler, to Heelskamp, who jacks up a three, missed it. Tip up no good by Elliott. Rebound Stivers, which is down 17, 2.5 to go. Here's Tavon Ellis. Tavon Ellis comes up the floor, pulls up, top of the circle, missed the 22-footer. Rebound Dosik, 2-on-1. Dosik, a teardrop, it's good! Dosik out in front. Time out, Anna. Smiles lit up on the Rockets bench and among the crowd, the sea of green across the way. Anna 65, Stivers 46, 2:24 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
408-498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Not a lot of pep in the Stivers' legs as they go out there to take the ball in.
I'll tell you what, Chuck. These Anna Rockets are tireless. They don't fatigue. They don't get winded. They are in marvelous shape. Rockets lead up to 19, 2:17 to go. Stivers up the floor. Ellis at the elbow on the left. It's a teammate baseline left. It is Aubrey. He drives, shoots it up from 8 feet. No good. He got the rebound and dropped it in. Aubrey for two for Stivers, which is down 17 to Anna. 2 minutes to go, 65-48. Bixler carves out space in the lane. He's not guarded. Shovels it up and good. Fine drive by Bixler. Stivers throws a long pass down the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Hulskamp of Anna. A minute 50 left. 67-48, Anna. Well, we said before these two games tonight that we thought one or both of these games might need high 60s or even 70 to win it. Anna's going to get 70. Long three-pointer, Lattimore for Stivers. That was the longest shot of the night. Right in front of us, a 30-footer. No good, off the heel. Rebound, Hulskamp. Hooking foul on Lattimore at midcourt of Stivers. 1-1, Anna. A minute 38 to go. 67-48 in favor of the Rockets. So many thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, a new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. As one of the many heroes for Anna, Carter Elliott checks out of the game.
Yeah, he got quite the ovation from the fans, which he should have.
How many for him, Chuck?
He had 19.
Whew. Here's the free throw by Hulskamp. It's good. Elliott about a dozen over his per-game average. Stivers was not figuring on that to happen tonight.
Dosik just checked out. Dosik ended up with 15.
First free throw by Hulskamp is good. Second shot rolls off. Rebound Stivers. 68-48 and up 20. 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a top of the circle three ball by Stivers. It's in the air, and it's good.
Paris Wright.
New player in off the bench. You're right. It's Wright. 6'2 senior. 68-51, Anna by 17. Bryce Meyer on the floor now for Anna. He has subbed in. Here is Bixler circling out on top. He swings it to Cameron Stewart, 30 feet away. Cameron starts to drive. Look at him go to work. Right down the lane. Finger roll. No good. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Stivers with 58 seconds to go. And Anna up by 17. More changes for the Rockets. A host of substitutions for the Big Green. Cameron Stewart remains out there. Justin Murray on the floor. Bixler out. Hulskamp out. Hayden Billing is in, a 5'11 junior. Ball being inbounded by Isaiah Masteller, 6'1 sophomore guard. Throws it top of the circle to Murray. On the arc to Masteller, and he's grabbed. And he'll shoot 1-1 with 53 seconds to go. And Anna up 17. Well, the rout was on early third quarter. Anna with a fine flurry of points to close out the first half. Pushed a slim lead to 7 on a buzzer beater by Leininger. Baseline jumper took it from 5-7 at the end of the second quarter. And it has been all downhill. The Rockets have put Stivers away with a blistering second half pace and blistering shooting from behind the arc.
Well, 23 points in the third quarter by the Rockets.
Wow. Masteller connects twice at the free throw line. Anna's at the 70 mark. Here's Stivers, forecourt. Left side of the pass, or left side of the floor, receiving the pass is Wright. Hand off to Jones underneath the rim. Hits a teammate in the paint. Little fadeaway 10-footer. Partially blocked, but a foul on the wrist. Shot by Stivers missed. But Jordan Williams gets two free throws. Foul Murray. of Anna. Stops the clock, 34 seconds to go. Anna in the lead, 70-51. Two free throws, Jordan Williams. First shot in the air, short. So it's Anna, Purcell, Marion, two of the top-ranked teams in the state all year long. They've both been shuffling back and forth among the top five or six in boys Division III, and they are on a collision course on Saturday night at 7 here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Both free throws good, and then Anna pitches it up the right side of the floor, out of bounds in the corner. 29 seconds to go. Anna up 18. Last 3 or 4 minutes have been pretty cosmetic. Anna has salted this game away for a while. Long three-pointer by Stivers. Hail Mary shot, no good. Rebounding foul against Anna. It's still common. Stivers will throw in baseline left. 22 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
I think that last pass by Stewart shows why he's a kicker and not a quarterback.
Lewis in the paint, the big post player for Stivers. Throws it on the arc to the jump shooter right. A long one is no good. It kicks out of bounds in the corner. Down to 10 seconds to go in the game. Anna up 18. Rockets fans on their feet.
They should be. They should be excited.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. A-N-N-A-R-O-C-K-E-T-S. We've got a violation right corner of the floor. Stepping out of bounds, Stivers. Final 9 seconds. Here's Masteller midcourt for Anna. 5-4-3. Masteller dribbles. There it is. It's over. It's in the books. Anna knocks off Dayton Stivers easily. 70-52. The Rockets ran them ragged from late in the second quarter on. Torrid pace, blistering shooting. Anna trounces Stivers by 18 points. It's Anna Purcell Marion Saturday night at 7 for the regional championship and a berth in the Division III State Final Four next week in Columbus. We'll return momentarily here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Easy for an excited Jack Kramer to say. Resounding win by the Rockets. 18 big points over Stivers, 70-52. We'll return, wrap it up. Might be able to get head coach Nate Barhorst for a minute or two here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, Jack has wandered off to find Coach Barhorse. They didn't bother to bring me any final stats, so I will go to the Clancy's players of the game, give you some individual scoring. That's all I really have. For Stivers, they were led by Doug Spear with 11. They got 11 out of Alan Lattimore and 10 out of Juwan Allen. They scored 52 for the game. For Anna, they were led by Bixler and Elliott, both had 19, and 15 out of Griffin Dosick. So those three players, Dosick, Bixler, and Elliott, are our Clancy's players of the game.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, along with Anna head coach Nate Barhorst, whose Rockets clobbered Dayton Stivers tonight 70-52. Anna vaults into a regional championship game against Purcell Marion on Saturday night at 7. Purcell beat Versailles in game one of the evening. Anna with an explosive second half, ignited in part by great shooting from Carter Elliott, a big buzzer beater coach by Isaac Leininger to finish off the first half. He also made a big three for you when you were up three with 4 minutes to go in the district championship game.
That's right.
Dayton Stivers said they wanted to play fast. Anna said, well, we can play faster. And using poor English, then Anna said again, we can play even more faster than that. And the Rockets were explosive tonight. Anna soared, resounding triumph. What did you feed Carter Elliott for dinner tonight?
But I don't know. I want to ask him real quick when we get back in the locker room, and we're going to keep feeding that to him, whatever it was. That's for sure.
He was blistering the nets. Your whole club was shooting fine from long range, and you played at a blistering pace.
Yeah, we did. I tell you what, we knew that we didn't have to get the pace going because they're going to do that anyways for us. So
right.
The biggest key was we worked all week about keeping them in front. Whether we went man to man, and we went ahead and practiced a lot of zone for the last week and a half.
Your zone throttled them in that second quarter.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've been working on that 3-2 for quite a while, ever since Clark Montessori. So we've had a good, like I said, a good 10 days to work on it. So our kids did a pretty good job of communicating. That screen up top kind of gave us a little bit of wrinkles, and we did a better job, I think, of adjusting and getting a guy up there to make sure that they just get in that gut. If they get in that gut, they're gonna attack, mm-hmm. and they're gonna score. So, but I got to give credit to the boys. They did a phenomenal job in the second half of making that adjustment, keeping them out of the paint. Whether we went We didn't go any man-to-man in the second half, but just keeping them out of the gut and getting the hand up on the shooters.
First team, all Southwest District performer, Tavon Ellis.
Yeah.
You controlled him. You kept him in front. He was reluctant to take the long-range shot. He couldn't navigate the lane. Outstanding team defense on their number one player.
Yeah, he was the one guy that we needed to key on. He's not just a shooter and a penetrator, but he's a facilitator. He finds the open man, and the other guys just they know how to read him, and they know how to get in position to score for him. And we just told him we have to take away his line of vision. We have to take away the direct pass. And,
yeah.
and when we did that, they struggled to score. And he struggled a little bit against that pressure, especially up top by Riley.
Head coach Nate Barhorst and our Rockets, who now play Purcell Marion in a regional championship game on Saturday night at 7 at stake, a berth in the state Final Four. You've seen Purcell on videotape. You've seen them in person at least two, maybe three or four times.
Yeah, enough.
You know what? You're going to see him one more time, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. It's something that we drilled off season. You know, all off season was preparing for games like this. We knew that if we'd come out and play well in the season, we'd have another crack. And watching them tonight, they're good at every position they have on the floor. And we're just going to have to be able to really, scout them up on film, get our kids to be in proper places, and hope the pieces fall where they may for us.
Accurate statement that Purcell Marion does not want to play nearly as fast as Stivers?
Absolutely. They're more of a conventional GCL team that's disciplined on offense, working to get a good shot. They're gonna find their open man, and so we're gonna really have to stay down and play defense for longer than 5 seconds like it was tonight. So we're gonna stay down, stay disciplined, and then still look for our tempo, to push
sure.
it up.
One final question: did Griffin Dosick, Bart Bixler, and Riley Yoskamp all three play 32 minutes, or was somebody subbed out for a quarter of a minute here or there?
It was Riley because of foul trouble.
That's
he was
right.
the only one.
Yeah.
Yep.
He came out in the second quarter a little bit.
And I think he might have had to take him out in the third just so he didn't pick up that, because he picked up a third. I think it might have been taking him out for
so a what you're minute. Saying is Riley Yoskamp only played 30 minutes and 9 seconds.
That's it. Yeah, he's not getting much of a break, that's for sure.
Nate, great coaching job.
Thank you very
much. Splendid year. Rockets are now on the season, 25-2?
25-2, tied for the most wins in school history. So
yeah. Tied for the most wins in school history tonight. A chance to break the deadlock this coming Saturday
right.
night. And it would be more meaningful than that. It would set you up in the Final Four.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's our goal.
Congrats. Extend congratulations to your coaches, your team.
I'll pass that along for sure.
The Anna community. From Scores Broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jack. We'll go get them.
Yep. What a night here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The Anna Rockets wallop the opponent from Dayton Stivers by 18 big points, 70-52. It'll be somewhat of a contrast in styles on Saturday night. Purcell Marion doesn't like to push the basketball, not near like Stivers. As Coach Barhorst just said, to borrow his phrase, that Purcell is like an old-school GCL team.
I buy that.
A little more slow motion.
Yep.
Offensive, defensive end. They're patient. They plod a little bit. I think they can get the ball out and go if they absolutely have to or if a great opportunity exists. But otherwise, they're happy to play you slowly, 5-on-5 in the half court. And that'll be a little different than Anna would prefer to defend, I think. Anna will try to change the pace when the Rockets have possession and speed Purcell up. Which style will win out?
Well,
we'll find out on Saturday night.
Purcell has a tank in Javonta Lyons, and he is going to get the ball, and he's going to bowl his way to the basket, and you need to move your feet, don't reach, and try to keep him out of scoring area. That I think that's going to be the biggest key for him.
And not getting foul trouble.
Doing that, yes.
And as Coach Barhorst said, the Rockets performed extremely well tonight, staying between the basket and the Stivers players they
right.
were guarding. Very rarely did a Stivers offensive player who started a drive toward the basket get the angle he wanted to get in deep below the foul line to mix things up, make things happen, dish to a teammate, get a shot at the rim. Anna's interior defense was extremely stout, and Anna got the majority of the loose balls all night long.
Well, I wish they would have felt we were important enough to get the final stats, because I would think that they beat them to death on rebounds. They had a 10-rebound advantage at halftime, and it just increased in the second half.
I bet it was 15 to 20.
Yep, I think so, too.
Rebounding edge, it might have been as much as, what, 40 to the low 20s before the night was over?
Yeah, right in that area. I mean, they just you said it. They beat them to every loose ball, and they just hustled them to death on the rebounds.
Well, we've talked about our underwriting sponsors plenty tonight, 70-52. Anna victorious over Dayton Stivers sets up a monumental regional championship showdown. Anna and Purcell Marion both ranked in the top five or six all year long in boys Division III, and they'll lock horns Saturday night at 7. We'll have the webcast for you at 6:40 here on scoresbroadcast.com on Saturday night. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, we thank them so much. Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Deckman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. You heard from Clancy's in our postgame. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com as Chuck receives the official stats. Thanks to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. And thanks again to Dan Eilerman Construction. So pleased to have Dan Eilerman Construction on board. The Eilerman team will assist you step by step by step as you build your new home. Phone 419-582-3824. Dan Eilerman Construction. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Those three new underwriting sponsors, once again, Maury's Landing, Regal Trophy and Awards, and Dan Eilerman Construction.
That's the halftime?
Yep. Official halftime stats, not the official fourth quarter.
Don't have it.
No. Well, I'm really curious as to what that rebounding difference was. It had to be, by the time the game was over, 17-18 boards difference. It was a differential of 10, Chuck, as you said at the break. And nobody would have figured Anna to have a dramatic edge in boards like that approaching 20.
And they didn't turn. I mean, the turnovers they had were hustle turnovers.
Sure,
and
sure.
They just were impressive. They did a nice job all night long.
Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer reminding you, final scores again tonight. In game one, the Versailles Tigers were ousted by the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. Final tally, 52-37. In the nightcap, the Anna Rockets victorious over the Dayton Stivers Tigers, 70-52, setting up a showdown regional championship Saturday night at 7 It's Anna against Purcell Marion for a berth in the state Final Four next week. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.